You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
I live in Alabama, and everyone around me believes in something that is not true. And after 50 years old, people know it, but they still keep up the facade. And after 70, they start praying for it. And it makes me crazy.
Greetings, my atheist brothers and sisters around the world. I send my greetings from Nairobi in Kenya, in Africa, where we are few, but we are strong. Those who lead lives guided by superstition are strong here, and they fight us and pin us down, but we will never surrender. We are in the age of reason. We have a responsibility to ourselves and to our brothers and sisters around the world to stand up against unreason and cruelty and sadism that is perpetuated by the religious all over the world and in all of history. Let's stand together.
Hello, atheist community or atheist republic. Hope all are feeling great and having an amazing time. This is Khalid Haider speaking from Pakistan. So first of all, let me introduce myself. My name is Khalid Haider. I am basically from Afghanistan, but for the past 8 or 9 years, I have been living here in Pakistan as a migrator. And I am belonging from a very strict religious family. My father is an Islamic scholar. My brother is also a Talib Ilm studying in Madrasa. He's about to finish. And I'm a college student studying in first year, right, in Pakistan with my family. I started reading my Islam when I faced a lot of non-Muslims like Christians, Jews, and Hindus. I started debating with them and proving very strictly, very wholeheartedly that Islam is the right religion. I was debating with them and proving my points to be clear. But later on, I decided to study my own religion because I knew that I don't understand it, because I finished reading Quran like more than 10 times, but I don't know the meaning, the exact meaning. So I started reading Quran with translation. When I read the whole Quran with translation, I found a lot of contradictions, a lot of violations, a lot of barbaric actions, barbaric revelations. I found a lot of dishonesty and immorality in Quran, right? After that, I collected all those points with me in my copy. I do have them with me right now. After that, certain questions arise in my mind. I started studying philosophy. I remember when I was in ninth standard, I bought some books of philosophy, like a book by Stephen Hawking, Brief Answers to the Big Question, something like that. And another book by Will Durant, which is The Pleasure of Philosophy. And I started reading them. When I was buying those books, many people were suggesting me not to buy those philosophical books because they will affect my aqidah, they will affect my belief, and it will affect me, it will take me far from Islam. Then I put a question right there in my mind: why these people are not allowing me to study philosophy? If Islam is absolutely the right religion, then why would I get somewhere else? Huh? Why would I get somewhere else from the truth? I started reading philosophy, and a lot of questions arise in my mind. like, first question is about the free will, the coexistence of free will in determinism in Islam, right? Like, in Islam, we believe that, Muslims believe that, if a baby is in his or her embryonic stages, God determines for him or her his whole life, what he or she's going to do, right? So my question arises in my mind, so what is the fault of non-believers here? For example, if I'm a non-believer and I'm in my embryonic stages in my abdomen of my mother, then God is, someone is coming here and writing that I'm going to hell. I'm going to burn in the hell forever. What is my fault here? Where is my free will? Everything that is happening in my life is because God wants that. God knows what I'm going to do. God determines that. So where is my fault? Why would God, someone peaceful and kind, God wants someone to burn in hell? How is that justice? After that, I observe a lot of evil in my communities, a lot of children, small children being raped, small children being killed barbarically, small children with their head cut off out of their neck, a lot of barbaric actions, a lot of injustice. Then, if God is real justice, if God really is kindful and Rahim, Kareem, Ghafoor, everything, then why he is allowing these barbaric actions? So these were the questions, right, that arose in my mind. After that, I found, I started studying the history of Mecca, this history of Mecca, and I found it really astounding. I was really stunned when I...
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.